we're going to get
there. Nicholas, just a very quick word with you before the parade starts. It's like home from home here on 47th Street today here in New York.
That's better than home from home, Charlie, I'd have to say. This is my second time to come out representing Buncrana, and absolutely delighted and a great honour for me.
Tremendous turnout of Donegal people here, and it's a great year for them, of course, leading the parade this year.
Yeah, we're first county to march this year in the parade. We'll hope to get finished and get a little bit of look at the parade ourselves the time we get round. I don't know how long it's going to take us, but be looking forward to see the tail end of the parade passing on with Charlie. Okay.
Good to see you out here, Nicholas. Thanks for coming. Danny McGeehan, former Donegal goalkeepers on 47th Street here. Danny, I've seen Nicholas is like home from home here. So many
absolutely
familiar faces.
Absolutely brilliant, Charlie. The first person I met today was Tommy Quinn from Mount Charles, an old schoolmate. Next person up was Rory Kilfeather, who's well known in pub circles here in New York, and I'm really delighted and very good to see yourself, Charlie, and I hope you bring the message home with you.
When did you come out, Danny?
Come out on Wednesday night, and we're here to Tuesday.
Okay, enjoy yourself, Danny.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Enjoy yourself.
Well, I'm with Paddy O'Kelly here, a Fulcara man, out here on 47th Street as well. Great occasion for Donegal, Paddy.
Sorry, it is a very big occasion. We're very proud to be leading the parade here. We have the Lahey Pipe Band here leading us on the way, so after a bit of a hitch up, the drum went back to Dublin again, but fortunately they got it back here in time.
Councillor Colm Goller, a regular attender here in New York. Colm, nice to see you out here.
Yes, indeed, Charlie, my 11th occasion, and we've just come from St. Patrick's Cathedral. Lovely ceremony.
New York really gets into the swing of it. I mean, the Irish take over here today.
They certainly do, and I have noticed on this occasion there's a gloom over the city since September the 11th, but the resilience of the American people, I know that they'll step back from that. But today is their big day, and the Irish are always so proud. Okay. And the Donegal folk here, they won the best county award last year in here and Brooklyn, and they're hoping to do the same again, and I wish them well. Here's the president of the Donegal Association, Breach Kavanagh.
Breach Kavanagh, Charlie Collins of Highland Radio. Nice to talk to you, Breach. We've been...
a lot about you recently.
I hope it was all good, Breach, was it? We're really proud to be Donegal people standing here on 47th Street in New York, and it's a big occasion for Donegal this year.
Yeah, it's a great because we're an honoured county. We're marching up the first county to march this year, so that's great.
How significant is that on St. Patrick's Day here?
Oh, it's fantastic because a lot of times we don't march until 4 o'clock, so we never make the cameras. So the last 2 years now we've marched up early. But last year we were probably about fifth, this year we're first.
And it's reflected in the turnout we have of Donegal people here. They're really looking well today.
Yes, and we have two bands, the Friendly Sons of the Shillelagh and the St. Noel's Band that come out from Inver Parish. So we're really proud of them.
Kathleen, how are you? Charlie Collins, Kathleen, nice to see you here.
Well, you're welcome to America.
Wonderful turnout here today, Kathleen.
Isn't it just exceptional? And beautiful weather. Beautiful weather, and we're here in 47th Street again, and I'd love to send greetings to my mother at the Wooden Bridge Ardra, who's in her 96th year. I was talking to her this morning, and she is as excited as I am about all this. And as well as that, all the people in Ardra, and particularly Conal Haughey, Conal will be listening, and I just want to say hello to all my friends.
So many familiar faces here on 47th Street today.
Sure, don't we see them all? You know, Colm Gallagher, I was so pleased to see Colm Gallagher, and Paddy Kelly is there too, and Marion Bennett from Ardra, and I don't think it's going to be an easy march for Marion this time, so our thoughts are with herself and Sinead and Cahill all the way through this, and particularly tomorrow in Brooklyn.
Lovely to see you here, Kathleen. Thanks for talking.
Much, Charlie.
Come on, tell me who you are.
Donald Preston from Gweedore.
Donald Preston, how are you doing? Are you well?
I'm not too bad at all, Charlie.
Are you out just for the weekend, or are you based out here?
I've been here for 9 years now, Charlie. Nine years. Yeah, we're great. There's a good turnout here.
Absolutely. You're seeing a lot of old friends here.
Oh, plenty of them. The Malai there, and I have to see them every year, like, you know. There's a big crowd from Gweedore here, too, down the back there.
Yes.
You know. Isn't it a great occasion?
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's
good to see you. Must have a word with Malai. Bundoran man.
Chairman of Bundoran Town Council. Mick McMahon.
Hi. Yes, Mick, nice to see you. We've been talking to a number of the politicians here, Mick, and a lot of politicians out, but it's only been here you see the significance of it, I suppose.
That's right. I've been in the parade numerous times, but we have had a great tour so far, and we had a wonderful afternoon yesterday up in Fiona's and up in the Bronx. Mike Behan and Paig Behan was there, and everybody remembers their son there, Damien, who was killed on the 11th of September.
Yes.
Michael McGovern and his wife was there, and they lost their son-in-law and we had a wonderful afternoon there. And I wanted to thank all the Donegal people officially who have looked after people from Ireland who went out there, and especially Donegal, who looked after numerous people for years and get them work and so forth.
Big Frank Malloy from Ardra. Frank, I don't know how many years you've been carrying this banner here.
This is my 22nd year now in a row. I never missed no year at all since I came here. A real halo shine. We were always here, like, you know. We always down too. It's a very proud day for Donegal people, you know.
A particularly proud day today with you leading the parade here in the year 2002, Frank.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a bit of coverage today. Most years we'll be late getting up, so we wouldn't get any coverage. But this year now, hopefully we'll get a bit of coverage, you know. Yeah. And it's looking good for everybody's here. Seems to be a big crowd behind us here, so hopefully the weather will hold out.
Nice to see you, Frank.
Hi. And good luck to Donegal at home.
Michelle,
how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm fine. Tell them who you are, Michelle.
I'm Michelle Moore from Yarn, Portnew, County Donegal.
And are you living in New York or just out for the weekend?
No, I live here. I'm here 12 years.
You look too young to be out here 12 years, Michelle.
It's the good living. Absolutely. The good living.
Yeah, it's easy living in New York, is it, Michelle?
It is indeed. I'm Anne Dunlop from Gidor.
Okay, Anne. And what's the significance of these green capes?
We use them from the Donegal Association. Okay. Belong to the association. We march up with Donegal every year.
Lovely.
Proud to be Irish and marching with Donegal.
Absolutely. And this is a wonderful occasion this year, particularly for Donegal.
It sure is. I send my regards to all back in Gidor, Dore and Marigallen.
Now, ladies, introduce yourselves. We're on Highland Radio here at the moment.
Well, you're on Highland Radio. I'm Kathleen O'Donnell, and I'm from Duckinale near Killybegs, and we came out here for St. Patrick's Day, myself and Sean.
Oh, very good.
And this is my two sisters.
I'm Philomena McGrory Nakai, and I live here in New York.
Very good. How long have you been out here, Philomena?
Oh, 32 years.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You must have been a baby when you came out.
I was a baby, yeah. An old-fashioned baby. Yeah. So we come to the parade every year. We march every year. Then you go.
This is your sister?
Another sister, Annabella O'Sullivan, Nee McGrory. Okay. I'm here for 13 years now.
How long?
13 years, and I live in Flushing, Queens.
No, Mark McLaughlin.
Oh, I know him very well here. I'm going to get a word with him here now. Are you connected to this guy?
Yeah,
well, I'm very sorry for your troubles there, Grace. One of the famous McLaughlin's from Malby. With you in 1 second, madam. Mark, how long have you been out now?
I would say about 6 years, Charlie. 6 years.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, time's flowing all right, but it's good. I'm enjoying it. It's good laugh out here. Yeah. I love it. The family come out a lot out here, so you know, and we get home a lot, so you don't really miss everybody at home so much, but I enjoy it.
Big Letterkenny connection as well as a big Donegal connection, Mark.
Big Letterkenny connection. Doesn't matter what bar you go in, you always see a Letterkenny barman, so you always have the crack, you know. And half them seem to own the Bronx up there, so between Jimmy Kenny and Leslie McGettigan, it's good old crack up there already.
Are you settled, Mark? Are you going to make a life out here? Are you thinking about coming home, or what's the story?
I'm not going to say too much. My mother's probably listening to this, so I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say I'm enjoying it, Charlie. I'm enjoying the crack. All right.
Mark, thanks for talking to us.
Highland Radio.
We are Highland Radio.
Maya Ruth sent me a postcard and said, make sure you see Highland Radio and talk to them.
Well, you've done well. Well done to pick us out of this crowd down here. Tell us who you are.
Grace O'Connor.
Yes.
From Mullinacca.
Okay, we know.
And you know yes. It well. So I'll say hello to my Arua and Sadie Colley and all my friends and neighbours in Mullinacca.
How long have you been out here, Grace?
52 years.
I don't believe you. 52 years.
1949.
Very good.
So please God, they'll have a great day in Ireland tomorrow.
I'm sure they will.